Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into the Switch Up Clean method for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12, aimed at jungle, old school DNB, and that dark roller vibe, where the track feels like it's being steered live, not just programmed. The core idea is simple. We want to flip the energy without making the arrangement sound messy. So instead of throwing a million effects at the drop, we're going to use controlled contrast. One dominant gesture, one supporting gesture, and a clear musical boundary. That's how you get that authentic reload moment without losing mix clarity. Think about how pirate radio sessions used to feel. The drums would get clipped or chopped. The bass phrase would change shape. Maybe a vocal stab or a reversed break would flash in. And then the groove would slam back with more attitude. That's the energy we're building here. But the clean method matters, because if everything changes at once, the listener stops hearing the move. It just turns into noise. So the first rule is, build the main loop first. Don't start designing the switch up until the groove already works. In Ableton, set up a simple arrangement with your drum group, bass group, effects group, and Atmos group. Keep the first 8 bars stable. A strong break loop, a solid sub, and a main bass phrase are enough. The switch up only hits hard when it interrupts something the listener has already locked into. For the drums, keep it old school and focused. A chopped amen or think style break works beautifully here. You can use simpler or a drum rack, and if you want extra drive, layer a kick underneath. Add hats and rides only if they're helping the propulsion. You're aiming for momentum, not clutter. For the bass, keep the low end mono and simple. Use operator or a sine based sub for the foundation. Then layer a mid bass with wavitable, analog, or a resampled layer for character. Put utility on the bass group so the sub stays dead center. That mono discipline is a huge part of making the switch up feel professional and heavy on a big system. Now here's the real trick. Design 2 bass characters. Bass should be round, rolling, and controlled. Bass B should be narrower, nastier, maybe a bit more nasal or distorted, with more upper harmonics. That contrast gives the switch up identity. In Ableton, you can build this as an instrument rack and map a few macros, one for balancing bass A and bass B, one for filter cutoff, one for saturation drive, one for decay or release, one for resonance or tone, and one for width on mids. A good starting point is a sine sub and operator for bass A, with no unison and a short decay if you want tight notes. For bass B, use a more complex wavitable or saw-based sound with a filter somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, then add saturation to bring out the edge. Don't overdo the drive on the sub. Let the mids do the talking. Next, place the switch up on a strong musical boundary. In jungle and old school DNB, this usually happens at the end of an 8-bar phrase, or halfway through a 16-bar drop. Don't drop it in randomly. For example, bars 1 to 4 can establish the main groove, bars 5 to 8 can add a small variation, then bar 9 can pull the sub out for half a bar, followed by chopped break edits and bass answers across bars 9 and 10, with tension rebuilt in bars 11 and 12, then the groove returns or evolves again in bars 13 to 16. That little gap matters. In fast music like this, even a tiny sub drop or note displacement creates a huge perceived energy shift. A 1/8 note silence can feel like a full reload. Don't underestimate subtraction. The moment before the switch is often more important than the switch itself. For the drums, don't use giant polished EDM fills. Use break edits. Split the break into pieces. Kick snare core, hats and ride top loop, ghost hits, and maybe a crash or noise layer. Duplicate the clip. Chop out some 1/8 and 1/16 fragments, reverse a tiny slice before the transition, and maybe add a snare flam or double hit. Keep it short. A clean switch up is often just a half bar chop, one reversed break slice, one snare drag, and then a hard reset. If you want the transition to feel more authentic, resample your own drop. Route the drums and bass to a new audio track set to resampling, and record the bar or two around the switch. Then slice that audio into simpler or drum rack, pull out a gritty transient, reverse a tail, pitch one slice down a few semitones for tension, and resample again if you need more grime. This is one of the fastest ways to get that pirate radio feel, because it sounds like the music is being worked live. For processing, think stock and surgical. Auto filter for movement, redux for bit depth degradation, final distortion for subtle crackle, echo for a short dubby throw, and hybrid reverb or convolution reverb for just a tiny smeared transition. The key is to process one or two moments, not the whole loop. If you blur everything, you lose the impact. Automation is where the clean method really comes alive. But again, keep it surgical. Close the bass filter over one bar, then snap it open on the downbeat. Automate a reverb send on just one snare hit. Push echo feedback up briefly and then cut it. Narrow the stereo width before the switch, then reopen it on the return. A small resonant peak can also signal that something is about to happen. One classic move is the telephone-style tension moment. Band pass the drums and bass for a bar, somewhere around 300 Hz to 3 kHz, and then snap back to full range. Used sparingly, that contrast is huge. It works because the listener feels the mix collapsing into a tunnel and then exploding back out. Now let's talk about the bass call and response. In old school jungle, the bass doesn't just repeat itself, it answers itself. So make a two-part phrase. The first part can be a rolling, groove-led pattern with shorter notes. The second part can be the answer, maybe less dense rhythmically but heavier in tone. Duplicate the bass clip, then alter the second half. Move one note by a 16th, remove one note, shift the last note up an octave, or automate the filter or FM amount on the answer phrase. If you're using wavy-dable, a small bit of unison or wavy-dable position movement can help the answer feel more dangerous, but keep the low-end mono safe. If you're using operator, modulate the overtone layer more than the fundamental. Let the sub stay stable while the mid layer gets expressive. Another really strong trick is pre-transition subtraction. Before the switch, remove a hat, shorten the tails, or simplify the bass for one bar. You're not just preparing the transition sonically, you're creating a vacuum so the next hit feels bigger. That's why clean switch-ups often feel more powerful than overfilled ones. You can also build a fake-out switch. Strip the groove for half a bar, then bring back the original pattern instead of the expected new one. In jungle, that can feel like a rewind that resolves forward. It's a great way to keep the listener on edge without making the arrangement hard to follow. If you want a darker, heavier feel, split the low and mid bands with an audio effect rack and a Q8. Keep the sub clean while the mids get nastier. You can also use layered distortion with restraint, one saturator before filtering for body, and another after filtering for edge. That gives you texture without destroying the foundation. Microgroove helps a lot too. A tiny ghost snare, a shuffled hat, or a slightly displaced bass stab can make the switch-up feel alive. And when you do use a snare echo throw, make sure it dies before the next downbeat. The throw should support the turn, not dominate it. At the end of the switch-up, bring the sub back on a clean downbeat. Restore the kick and snare anchor. Remove the temporary effects. Leave the following phrase mixable and clear. If the track is meant for DJ use, that reset is important. You want the energy to turn over, but you also want the next section to be easy to ride. A great structure for this is a 4-bar switch-up inside a 16-bar drop. Follow it with 4 bars of stable groove, then either escalate again or strip down for a more DJ-friendly breakdown. That way the section feels like a journey, not a random edit. Here's the big thing to remember. Drums should narrate the transition. The bass supports the move, but the drums tell the story. If the section loses impact, usually the problem isn't the sounds themselves. It's that the listener can't tell what's leading the change. Make one element clearly dominant, and let the other support it. So if you're building this from scratch, start with a strong loop, create two contrasting bass states, use break edits instead of huge fills, resample for texture, and automate only the few parameters that really serve the phrase change. Then check it in mono. If it feels cluttered, delete one element. Indeed NB, less often hits harder. For practice, duplicate an 8-bar loop into 16 bars, choose bars 9 to 12 as the switch up, create a second bass variation, remove the sub for half a bar at the start of bar 9, chop one drum fill, add one reversed break slice and one snare echo throw, then automate a low pass closing and reopening. Bounce it to audio, compare it to the MIDI version, and ask yourself, does this feel like a deliberate energy flip, or just extra clutter? If it's cluttered, simplify. If it's clear, rude, and mixable, you've got it. That's the switch-up clean method. Controlled chaos, tight phrasing, pirate radio energy, and enough space left in the arrangement for the dance floor to breathe.